Today's Best Music, 105 FM, The Fox, Uncle Rob in the Foxhole. And I'm very happy to be joined on the line this afternoon, all the way from the other side of the country, in B.C. this afternoon. Katie B. joining us on phone. Katie B. is the vocalist for Jackalope, or at least on the single that we're hearing on the radio these days, Pretty Life. Well, congratulations on everything, Katie.
Thank you.
Things are going well for you.
Yes, everything's going great.
Now, tell me how this, this was really, like, obviously fate. How this worked out for you?
Definitely.
You were just were you even officially auditioning when you went in, when you were invited to sing in the studio? That
no, I was just working in a studio, and I'd gotten to know Ray that way from just being there every day. And he'd mentioned that he had this project in mind, and then pretty soon he was like, "Hey, do you want to sing on it? Maybe sing on a couple tracks." And I was like, "Sure." And I was like, "It's really kind of out there for me, like not something I'd really done in the past." So I was like, "Sure, I may as well try." So I went in, and it worked out, and I ended up actually singing, like, I sing on the entire record. I ended up being the official lead vocalist.
It's quite a buzz on the record, too.
Yes, there's definitely been a lot of people talking about it, a lot of good things being said, so that always feels good, too.
Now, you referred to Dave Rave Ogilvie, the producer. No, that's okay. I'm just going to catch up the Fox listeners here. Katie has worked with Dave Rave on this project and a ton of guest stars on it. But he pretty much got his start essentially as a producer, correct?
Yeah.
For Nine Inch Nails, Skinny Puppy, Marilyn Manson, and the like, right?
Yeah, all kinds, yeah.
Was that intimidating to work with him, or had you kind of built up a friendship with him up until that point?
I knew him as a friend first, so this was just sort of a take in a different, like, friendship direction, like writing songs together instead of drinking coffee together. So, no, it wasn't really, it was a really good time. It was definitely very comfortable, and it just felt right.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it comes through on the record, too.
Good, I'm glad.
And, what does he like to work with? And like, he works with some, they're associated with industrial and goth, what are they like as people? Are they fun? Are they fun people?
Oh, my goodness, it was fun. Like, one of the first things he said to me was, he was like, "Katie, if you're not having fun, then we shouldn't be doing it." That's the way he sees it, is that music should be fun. And so it was just like, every time we went in to work on things, it was a good time. Like, it was never, there was no stress, no pressure, you know. It was like, let's write a song. And he was so positive. And, yeah, he was really big on the fun, that music should be fun, because sometimes people forget that.
Right.
Working on records, you know, it's like stressful, got to have a hit, where it was like, let's write music because it feels good.
I think it probably helped this project that it had so much interest from his friends getting on board and supporting this as well, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of support from the beginning, so that made it even more exciting, too.
Yeah. And it kind of brought Trent Reznor out of the mothballs. He hadn't been working in a while, had he?
Yeah, that's very true.
And it's interesting. Like, I was on your website earlier, and I'm looking for through the photo gallery, and there's really not a lot of photos of the band. Is the intention to kind of keep it like not associating a face with the band or faces with the band, kind of like having it as a musical entity? That almost seems to be what you're doing.
Well, you know, the thing with it is that there's so many people involved, and most of them have their own band, you know what I mean? Like, you want to look up Trent Reznor, you just look up Trent Reznor. You want to look up Sloan, you know?
Yeah.
So really, like, the face of the band is you know, that's, it's so many different people.
It's hard to get everybody together for a photo.
it feels like a staff picture. 39 people, this is Jackalope.
No. We'll have to have a Jackalope Christmas party so you can all get together or something like that.
And post for a picture. Yeah. Exactly.
Who out of all the guests on this record, who was the personally for you the funnest to work with or the best to work with?
Oh, I don't know. I met certain people at different times, you know, and they all thought they were really great. Like, some of them I'd never met till after the fact, like Phil from Monster Magnet. I never met him until the CD release party, and he was awesome. And I've been a fan of Sloan, so working with them was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody, they were all so nice. There's really no favorite.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's a typical answer, right?
Well, no, that's a truthful one, though.
But it is true, yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you going to, like, now that this project is recorded and out there, now do you concentrate on assembling members who can take it out on the road?
Yes.
Is that what you're working on right now? Because I noticed on your tour information, there isn't any tour information just yet.
No, that will be sometime in the new year. There's really no details I can give out, really know too much about, but the people that have, you know, there's definitely some interest in the people who were a part of the project to go on the road with us, and now who it will be and when, that's still nothing I can really you know, nothing really set in stone there, but it is.
But there is something.
Yeah, and it will be sometime after January.
Awesome. Hope you come all the way east, Katie.
I hope so, too. All my family lives out there.
Well, I was going to ask you, too, because as soon as we started playing this song, there was an elderly woman that was phoning in and asking for it. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she said she was your grandmother.
It probably was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all my grandma, my aunts and uncles, everybody lives out there. So.
That's cool. Yeah. Here in the Fredericton area?
Yeah, Fredericton, Moncton.
Really?
Yeah, mostly Moncton, I think. Quispamsis, even.
Quispamsis?
I've even been there.
Wow. Wow. Did you ever spend any time in New Brunswick yourself, other than visiting?
Just visiting. I've never lived there, but yeah. I've just gone out, you know, like every like 4 summers or something. Mm. I'd go out there and hang out with all my cousins and my grandma, my aunts and uncles.
Well, awesome. Well, Katie, we hope you make that little trip here really soon and bring your band with you.
Will do.
Thanks a lot, Katie B.
Thank you.
Of the band Jack.